It is the Friday show. It doesn't get any better. Ben Anderson, Paul Dehaney and Mr. Phil Blundell in the house. David Mooney and Rich Hobbs chatting to Big John Gibbons. That is to come later in the show. But before then, we have, unfortunately, under duress, got Ben Anderson here. Sorry, Ben, but it was your turn. And if we had to change to the radiator, we were prepared to do it. He's going to talk to us about Aston Villa. Southampton first versus Villa is first this week. It is Friday's game. So we're not being unnecessarily mean to Ben by plunging him into the cold pit of Brummy despondency early on here. But from nowhere, Ben, the very start of the season, it felt as though Villa Park was a very, very optimistic place. Bodymore Heath, a very, very optimistic place. And suddenly Villa and Dean Smith are very under pressure. What precisely are Villa's moves here, and should they be making any?
Well, I keep checking my phone and he's still got a job at the moment, but it's looking like the pressure's mounting. It's a tough one. I was saying to Phil before we started recording, we've got a new puppy brought home this week, but I'm the one keeping her awake at night howling about Aston Villa, because it is just, it's horrible. And it's, I personally, I know I've said on this show before, ages ago, that I wanted Dean Smith to go, but I personally would prefer to see him stay at the moment, which I know is a controversial thing to say for Villa fans at the moment. The reason being that I don't think it's his fault necessarily. I think the Phil, what you were saying earlier about systems, that, what was the quote exactly
he's
he said?
He's basically come out and said, players win games, not systems, which is mental when you actually break down.
It is, especially when you look at that Arsenal game a few weeks ago, where literally he changed the system for the second half and we were a completely different team. You know, stuff like that is worrying to hear. But overall, we've said it time and time again, you know, he hasn't been able to pick his strongest 11 any week this whole season so far, and that's been tough for him. But I want to see them stick with him, to be perfectly honest. I think we need a bit of consistency. While there's, you know, against Southampton tomorrow, we haven't got Konsa because he's out on a red. We haven't got Douglas Luiz because he's out. We haven't got Danny Ings because he's out. You know, at the moment, it's just all over the shop. And I think to get rid of him at this point wouldn't be the right decision to make.